Amen. Luke, tonight, if you have your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter number 17. The book of Luke, chapter 17.
Yes, Lord.
Very familiar scriptures. Amen. Starting at Luke 17, verse 26. Amen. 17 and 26. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible reads like this. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man.
Right.
They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I like to preach to us. Amen. I wonder if the days of Noah are upon us. Amen. Are the days of Noah here again? Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, before Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins, he painted a clear picture of what the world would be like when the end times
approach. Yep.
Amen. You could read Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 25. Amen. I've just read the book of Matthew last week. Amen. He laid out a clear blueprint for the end of the age and told us that we, amen, could know that the end was near when certain things and certain characteristics began to be seen in the world. Amen.
Right.
While these verses have a primary interpretation to the events that would take place, amen, in the tribulation period, we will see these things beginning to take place even before Jesus ever comes in the rapture. Amen. If we will take the time to really seriously look, amen, at the way the world is, amen, at the way the world was then, amen, and the way it is now, we can see very, very similar, amen, characteristics, praise God, of the world. Amen. And in those days, I'd really like to get back, amen, to the book of Genesis, amen, chapter number 4. I'm going to be doing a lot of reading out of Genesis, chapter number 4 here tonight. Amen. But the Bible tells us that in the days of Noah, those days were characterized by deep perversion. Did you know that?
Right.
Amen. Cain and his bloodless religion. Cain ignored the very plain mandate that God ordained him. Amen. And this same mentality abounds in our world today. Praise God.
Yes.
Brother Tom, I know you're probably going to Genesis, but real quick, if you don't mind, give me 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Amen. I got my reading corner here. And Brother Tommy, amen, 2 Timothy 4 and 3 and 4. Amen. Praise God. This very same mentality abounds in our world today. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, Brother Tom's going to read to us, amen, how that in the last days, what God said, 2 Timothy 3 and 5, how it would be.
Having a form of godliness.
In the last days, there would be a form of godliness.
But denying the power thereof.
But denying the power thereof. Amen. I tell you, Brother Earl, if we've ever seen a generation that has the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, it's the generation that is upon us.
Woo.
We know how to have church.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. I'm not just knocking down this character or a charismatic secular church. Amen. I'm not here trying to bash people like that. But did you know we can have, amen, some of the greatest, I'm trying to really put this in perspective. You take these big talented groups, amen, and they really know how to get in there and sway a crowd, don't they?
Yeah.
Amen. I told Michelle, and I'll leave names out. I'm not here to run anybody's name, but I told Michelle when I was at the hospital working for, amen, all those years, there was a certain church in town that everybody would talk about. Boy, I'm on the choir at this church. I sing in the choir at this. I mean, they really pushed that choir. Amen. They said the preacher afterwards, that they're very talented, amen. And after the preacher, after all that singing and all that commotion, they got them all worked up. Had old preacher get up there and give them a 10-minute sermon to make them feel good about themselves before they sent them out the door. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Hey, I tell you, we're in a generation. They know how to have church. Hey, God, they take them back in the Sunday school room. Amen. Flatter them on the jaw a little bit. Teach them how to say, tie your tie, tie my tie, we'll all tie a tie. Amen. And they teach them some jibber jabber. Hey, God, and they'll get in a house. Hey, they'll know how to jibber up something together. But I wonder if the power of God's 100 miles from that place. Hey, God, in the last days, they'd have a form of godliness. Amen. But deny the power thereof. You might as well buckle your seatbelts. I'm going to preach to us here tonight. Hey, God, I tell you, church, I just don't want to have a form of godliness. But I want to have, as the old timers used to say, I want to have the goods. Amen. I want to really be saved. I want to really know what it's like when the power of God comes in the house and that healing virtue comes in. When the Holy Ghost enters in that place, I tell you, better look out. Something's getting ready to happen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen. Brother Tommy tell us what the next chapter says. Amen. 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4.
For the time will come.
The time's going to come.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Hold it just right there. Amen. The time's going to come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. Who would have ever thought that we would see a day? Amen. I better watch out here. I don't feel kids that they might put me in jail, but I guess I'll have to go down there and preach it too. Amen. Who would have ever thought that we'd see a day, Brother Earl, where sound doctrine, amen, the old time gospel that's got us all the way down through these generations to where we are. Who would have ever thought, amen, that at the last day, amen, sound doctrine would be disputed. They call evil good and good. You know, now the church is the problem. Would you ever thought we'd see a generation where the church is the thorn? Amen. We're the problem. We're the bigots. We got narrow minds and we don't understand. No. 1,000 times no. If it's in this black book right here, it's God's holy word, and if your life lives contrary to that, you're going to wake up in hell one day. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, you can't shack up and live for God. You can't be a homosexual and be saved. We got a twisted and a mixed up generation. Lord, help us to wake up as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. It was a wicked and a perverted generation. Amen. Yes. Tell us what rest of it says, Bro Tony. Yes.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables.
Ooh, did you hear that? They're going to turn their ears from the truth and turn it to fables. Great God. I wonder what that is. I tell you what it is. It's fake. Amen. All these last day popular preachers who've got their millions and hundreds of thousands, and they sent me that video. I know it's been some time back. I don't know Duplantis with Eddie's name. Amen. He's got so much money. He flies to meetings across this country. He said because he's too good to fly with them devils. He called people like me and you devils. He said he's too good. He said, how can I go preach a meeting and get my mind on God when I got to fly with a bunch of devils? Hey, God. Well, I imagine people on a plane, they must not be too big a devil. They got enough money to fly. Amen. Hey, so he got enough money. He made people feel guilty about their self. And they gave that guy so much money, he flies on his own plane. And he travels across this country. Amen. Scattering heresy. Hey, God. Scattering fables and false doctrine. Patting people on the back and telling them they can live a lie. Amen. And still be saved. I come to tell you tonight, church. Amen. The Bible said in the last days, men would not endure sound doctrine. They'd say you're a bigot. They'd say you're narrow-minded and
and you don't even need to be behind the pulpit. And that's where we are. Did you know that? I said that's where we are. Hey God, they don't want us preaching. We're outdated. We're somewhere from off back in a stick somewhere. Who would have ever thought we'd be out of place in this modern day generation? I come to tell you, church, you're out of place. I'm just a pilgrim passing through a weary land. Hey God, and don't worry, devil. I ain't staying here very long. I got my eyes set on the prize. Hey, I'm just here for just a little while, and I'm trying to take everybody I can with me. I come to warn you tonight, don't get caught up in that false doctrine, in that popular generation of today that tells us you can live the life of a sinner and still be saved. God said in the last day, amen, would not endure sound doctrine.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for me. Help me. Amen. Hallelujah. It wouldn't endure sound doctrine, but their minds would be perverted. Hey, God. Oprah Winfrey. Amen. Benny Hinn. Hey, God, in their self-help philosophy. Hey, God. They say God is merely a force, and we all are little Jesuses within ourselves. They teach and they believe that we can all get our self-help with that Jesus that rises up within ourselves. Oh, no, no, no. I come to tell you tonight, I'm nothing without thee, Jesus. Hey, God, and the only way I can get help is if that Jesus comes down from glory and lives inside of my heart. Hey, God, in heaven, that's the only way I can be saved. It's not no merit of my good works. It's not anything that I've done, but it's by the blood. I tell you what they want to do. They want to tear the blood doctrine out of the Bible. They don't want a bloody doctrine. I come to tell you, over 2,000 years ago, God saw fit to take the prized jewel of all of heaven and send him down to an earth of sin. Great God, evil men laid their hands upon him. They beat him. They stretched him wide and they hung him high. I come to tell you, Brother Chuck, ever since that day, thank God, this is a bloody religion. And if you want to be saved, it has to come through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Woo! Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Oh, those days were not only characterized by perversion. Amen. Chapter number 4. I'll be flipping around in here. Amen. Chapter number 4 of the book of Genesis. The Bible said they were characterized by prosperity. And Hadiah bare Jubal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle. Amen. This was the start. Praise God. I don't want to freeze anybody to death, but it is. I feel like I'm about to have a stroke up here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But, amen. This is when they started to domesticate animals. They no longer had to travel the forest and hunt for their food, but they started to domesticate animals. Hey, did you hear that? Amen. It was the start of prosperity. Amen. Men no longer had to hunt and scourge for food, but they had more than enough. This allowed people to have, amen, more than they needed. It was a time of material prosperity. Great God, in spite, listen to me, amen, of the past pandemic that has hit the world, not only the United States of America. Did you know that before that, I don't know what it is during the pandemic, but before that, the mean, amen, average salary of a family of four in the United States of America was $62,730. Hey God, America, the home of the brave and the land of the free. God has prospered America. Did you know that? Men and women in America have more than what they need. Hey God, many of you come to church tonight in a fine automobile. In the summertime, we got air hitting us on the face. And in the winter, winter time, we got heated seats to keep us warm. Hey, God. Hey, anytime we run in a store and come out, my truck don't have it, but Michelle's van got them heated seats. Hey, God, I come out there and get in a seat and take off down the road with them girls that have been up there about 3 to 5 minutes down the road. I start sweating and I think, what in the world is going on? Them girls burn me up. I say, hey, we're a land of prosperity. Everybody's got more than what they need. But like we said earlier, that causes us to get to a place where we don't depend upon God. I'm not against prosperity. I'm not against you having something. But if you get to the place where what you've got takes your need away from God, you've got too much. Hey, and hold on here. And God's got a way of taking away too much to get you back to a place where you need Him. And that's what happened in Noah's day. They were prosperous. They were men that started to begin to have more than what they needed. And it drove them to a place, amen, of sin and wickedness and evil. Amen, perverted ways where they no longer needed the Lord. Great God, I come to tell us, Jesus taught those disciples, amen, when He taught them to pray. He said, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Underline daily. That's what you need. Sister Dottie, when I got up this morning, I needed bread from the Lord. Hey, God, and I come to tell you, church, when you get up tomorrow morning, you'll need daily bread again. Hey, I come to tell us, we need the Lord every day. Don't let prosperity get you to a place where you don't daily need His grace. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! I gotta move on here. But when He rained out manna from heaven in the Old Testament, what, He just give them a big dump load all one time for the rest of the week? But He gave them every day. Woo! What they need. And Brother Earl, you know what happened when they got more than what some of them thought? Well, we got manna today. Can you imagine this? Here's coming out. And naturally in our heart we think, well, we got kids running around. I'm going to eat something tomorrow. What if the Lord forgets tomorrow? What if He forgets? Let's take up more than what we need and let's save it up for tomorrow. And the Bible said when they gathered more than what they needed, you remember what happened to it? Amen. It rotted. Hey, God. Amen. Worms began to devour it. Hey, God, because they thought God would not know what their need is tomorrow. Jesus said, take no thought of tomorrow. Amen. But let tomorrow take thought of itself. Amen. He said, the sparrow is on my mind. And if I know how to take care of the sparrow, I'm about to fill the Holy Ghost. I know how to take care of you. I come to tell us, church, learn to depend on God. Learn to lean on Him. Learn to trust God every day for your daily bread. Amen. You ready?
Thank you, Jesus.
Moving on here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Those were days that were characterized, amen, not only, great God, by prosperity. Amen. Oh, yes. Not only by perversion, but the Bible said in Genesis, amen, 4 and 21, those days were characterized by pleasure. And his brother's name was Jubal. Amen. And he was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. Amen. Hey, God, it was the start of the times of pleasure. This was the old Jubal. Was the first man that ever learned how to play music and the stringed instruments and what was intended for good. Let me tell you something, the devil would take everything that God had meant for good. Amen. Oh yeah, David said in the book of Psalms, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise Him on the high sounding cymbals. Praise Him on the stringed instruments. Praise Him with the beat of the drum. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. And what old Tubal created, amen, to worship God, the devil, he already saw it was priestly. Amen. already. He already saw Michael Jackson. He already saw the Beatles. And he said, hey, here's my chance. I'm going to get in the midst of this. And I'm going to turn pleasure against men. And I'm going to pollute their minds with the pleasure of the current day society. Hey, amen. There is no denying, church, that the fact that we are living in a pleasure-driven society.
My.
Yes,
Lord.
Woo!
Come on, yes, we are.
Jesus.
I don't even know. I'm guessing it's been a big thing since this pandemic. But when a new movie comes out, it hits the box office, they call it. Millions are made the first weekend.
That's the truth.
Multi-millions are made the first weekend.
Amen. Americans spend an astounding, listen to this, $9.4 billion at least yearly upon the movie industry. That doesn't even take into account the billions spent on other forms of entertainment, such as sports, when they pack these arenas out in that type of entertainment. Amen. I read somewhere, of course, this was before the pandemic. Amen. In one of those championship basketball games, they said, I just remember because it was a big amount. I remember it in my mind. They said they stole a pair of tickets. Amen. A husband or wife or two people, I don't know who it was. Two people went into that championship basketball game and it cost them $100,000 per ticket. $200,000 for two people to walk in there. Amen. And watch this sports driven, amen, generation shoot a basketball through a hoop. Who would have ever thought that we would get to the place, hey God, where missionaries are drying up across the seas. Amen. Preachers, churches like ours, amen, that's having a pioneer work starting out. We got to beg and drum money. Oh, let's give. Let's try to do. Amen. Brother Burl begs, let's give Bibles up and send them to Africa. And I know we do the very best we can. But out in this world, they take a drop of $100,000 to go watch a 3-hour game. Hey, church, I come to tell us it's a pleasure-driven society. And as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating, they were drinking, they were married and given in marriage. They was involved in pleasure. And I come to tell us, church, amen, America's drunk on pleasure. Amen. Last year at the Super Bowl, Americans drank enough beer, amen, to actually blow a river. Hey, I come to tell us, God, wake us up in this end day. Wake up, America. She's drunk on pleasure.
Come on now.
Lord. Of course, I know it was been years ago. I read Betzer all the time. I love Dan Betzer. I read him all the time. Kids listen to him almost every night. Over on Dan and Snoopy, Reese calls him. It's called Dan and Louie. Hey, amen. He's called him Dan and Snoopy because he puts you to sleep. Praise God. But old Dan Betzer said, Brother Earl, it's been several. Way over 20 years ago. I'm not sure how long it's been. Probably way before 2000, so this is outdated news. But this is what stirred my heart. He said he had went somewhere, you know, passing by a stadium or something. There it was, packed out with thousands of people. He drive by and he seen that crowd over there hollering. Somebody scores a touchdown. You can hear them for a mile down the road. And he said, well, he said that they was having a missionary meeting in some church close to his town there. They had a public, they had announced it. Missionaries coming from this country. It was a big missionary thing. They was going to have a couple missionaries preach and have an ordeal and take them up offerings and give to the missionaries.
And he said his heart broke when he showed up to that missionary service, and there was 18 people showed up to listen to the missionaries from abroad, telling you how God's moving in foreign countries, telling you how God's saving them old, amen, wicked people out of the jungles and out of their wicked ways of lifestyle. 18 people showed up, amen, but the stadiums are packed. Oh, I come to tell you, church, we're drunk with the pleasure-driven society. Oh God, amen. Lord, help us in this last day. Great God in heaven, amen. Music, they'll pack out arenas, amen. Oh, Lord, the hobbies, amen. When we was growing up, hey God, and I'm not all that old, but we didn't really have a lot of money, but we never knew it. Brother Anthony, we had old cheap fishing reels, zip code 33s that we got for our birthday. Me and my cousins go to River Bank. Hey, I said, even tell this. Hey, amen. Michelle might have let it go home tonight. Praise God. But back home, Sister Missy, everybody has their overflow to their septic, to their leachy bed. I don't even know if they got leachy beds around here. Back home, we had leachy beds. And when your leachy bed filled up, it ran over the riverbank. Hey, amen. The overflow excess. Hey, amen. If you know what I mean. And that was the best place in the world, Brother Tom, to find fishing worms. Hey God, we go where them excess leachy bed overflows. Amen. And dig and find the biggest old worms you ever found in your life. Hey, Brother Chuck, we go out there fishing, catching them little rock bass. Hey, we had little fake guns made out of sticks or two of fours. We didn't have a lot. Amen. But we was just happy as we could be. But look at today. We're growing up a generation who's bored to death if they ain't got the latest gadget, if they don't have the latest game, amen, the latest Nintendo, the latest PlayStation, amen, then life hadn't dealt them a good hand. Come to tell us, we're a pleasure mad society. Wake us up, oh God, get us back to our knees, get us back to a place where we know how to call upon the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I got to move on here.
God,
it was a generation in Noah's day that was marked by progress. Mm-hmm. Some believe that the times before the flood was far more technologically advanced than today's time. I have no idea. I don't really know. But some believe that before the flood was a very advanced technological era.
Yeah.
Amen. Great God in heaven. But a man in verse number 22 of this chapter, and Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor, amen, of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Amen. They began to form weapons. They began to form agricultural tools. Great God in heaven, from metal and brass and iron. And this allowed men to produce stronger farm implements and far more, amen, ways to produce crops. But verse number 17, and Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he built a city. Great God, amen, they began to build cities. New York City wasn't the first bright, shiny city. Amen. Before the flood, they had cities. They had technologically advanced, amen, errors in their time. I come to tell us, amen, it was a time of progress. It was a time where men had plenty. It was a time that drew the very heart of man away from God. And I come to tell us, we've never seen a technological error like we're seeing today. Hey, amen, some of your grandmothers, amen, let's think of this. You know, about 100 years ago, how we had a transportation in this country?
Come on now.
In the early 1900s.
Yeah.